Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And at the new Primary Care Plus at 1702 North Burnside Avenue here, come see us. Love to meet you. They got food. They have lunch. They have donut. They got all kinds of stuff here. It's great. And you get to meet the staff and everything else. So come out and say hello. We are now joined by the Michael Heck. He comes to us from the capital, D.C., right? District of Columbia. He is the executive director of GNO Inc., president and CEO of GNO Inc. I just demoted you, Michael. Welcome to the show.
That would be wonderful, because with demotion comes, you know, fewer arrows in the back kind of thing. But, yeah, I'm here from the nation's capital. It's stinking hot up here. It's like, you know, you come to a place like D.C. in New York when it's in the 90s, and you realize that we're actually pretty good at it. In Louisiana, you know, we've got air conditioning, we've got mint juleps. In these places, it gets above like 85 degrees and the candy bars start melting in the bodegas. You're like, guys, we have solutions for this. We have technology.
So tell us what's going on up there. I know you guys are visiting with Senator Kennedy, Senator Cassidy, Speaker Mike Johnson, and others, talking about a number of very important topics.
Yeah, so we're seeing basically everybody, like you said, the Speaker, Senators Cassidy and Kennedy, Congressman Scalise, Carter, Higgins, Letlow, really the whole team. We had a meeting with the White House talking about ports and waterway issues. We're here primarily with the World Trade Center, so we're focusing on a Louisiana International Terminal and tariffs and energy. But also having some side meetings. I mean, one thing that's become clear over the years, Noel, is that coming up to D.C. and having meetings face-to-face with the delegation, with members of the administration, is invaluable. Those 15 minutes that you get will just get you so much attention and access and understanding of your issues. So anybody who's getting into the policy and advocacy world, I really recommend getting that, you know, early morning flight up to D.C. and taking a couple of days and making the rounds. It's hectic, but it absolutely pays dividends in terms of getting your agenda across.
I got to imagine some angst, some anxiety about what's going on in the Middle East.
You know, it's so interesting. So you get up here, and you would assume that most of the discussions were going to be about the Middle East and Iran, because it's absolutely monumental what has happened. What the president decided to do was profoundly consequential, has really garnered praise from sources not only that you would expect, but even ones on the left like The Atlantic. But it reminds me of the famous line from Henry Kissinger, which is that every diplomatic victory is just a ticket to the next crisis. And so But what's interesting is that most of the discussions we've had here, particularly with Speaker Johnson and Majority Whip Scalise, have been about the big, beautiful bill, because that's really what they're trying to manage right now. And before the Iran crisis came up, that was going to be the signature achievement, potentially, of the second Trump administration. So we've actually spent more time talking about domestic issues and how the bill is going to get into the right form, how it's going to come back to the House from the Senate, than talking about what's been discovered and what's happening in the Middle East. Or although there've been a couple of whispers about what's happened in New York City, where folks have been taken aback by a 33-year-old with very little experience, self-described socialist who wants government-run grocery stores, beating Cuomo, the former governor, so clearly in the primary. But that's probably a red wine discussion about the state of the Democratic Party right now.
Yes, that's going to be interesting, to say the least. Michael, what are they saying about the self-imposed timeline deadline of July 4th? Obviously, is that still in place, or have they moved that back with the beautiful bill?
No, my understanding is that that is still in place, partially to create a sense of urgency. Partially, if we're being honest about this, I think the president, with his sense of theater, would like to announce this on the 4th of July. But everything that I've seen is that that deadline is still in place, and that folks are not going to be able to go home on vacation to see their family and loved ones until they get this taken care of. As of a dinner last night, the 4th of July is still the deadline.
Now, there's some factions within the Republican Party that are holding out on a number of issues, and Medicare, Medicaid seems to be a big sticking point.
Yeah, it's an incredibly complex bill. It is certainly the big bill. Beautiful is one adjective that's been used to describe it. It's incredibly ambitious.
Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder, right?
It certainly does. And what you have is people like Senator Josh Hawley, who's been traditionally a very kind of to the right Republican, now coming out to defend Medicaid because it's important to his constituents. And so the job of John Thune, who is a very experienced politician, is to work this all together, and kind of the same role that that the speaker has on the House side, and be a good divorce lawyer, come to something that nobody absolutely loves, but that everybody can live with, and get it done. And so it is a combination of carrots and sticks. And you talk to these lawmakers, and it just feels like an exhausting process, because it's just this continual shuttle diplomacy between these different factions trying to increment people. And I was actually describing the other day, do you know Zeno's paradox? Are you familiar with that? Are you big into Greek mythology and game theory? Okay, let me try to mansplain this for 2 seconds. So the Zeno's paradox is that if you're going to run a race, you first have to run the first half of it, right? Then you've got to run half of the remaining distance. Then you got to run half of that remaining distance. So you can see through this logic, you're never going to actually finish the race. You're just going to asymptotically approach the finish line, but always have a half more to do. And I think a lot of times in legislation, it's like that. You never quite get there. But then, to mix metaphors, you get to the end and you do like the Philadelphia Eagles and you just do the tush push and just like get it over the goal line.
Part of the challenge, I should say, with Medicare and Medicaid, especially Medicaid, is that we've put ourselves in a position where any amount of change almost decimates state budgets. And, the original plan, we didn't stick to it, obviously, and now we're upside down, and it will take 20 years to come out from under this. because you could only make these changes in very small incremental steps. And
correct,
there's just not a lot of patience in D.C., right? And, you know, so.
Yeah, and look, if you were kind of going to, you know, be having this discussion about a lot of the changes, and I'll try to say this objectively or just as an observer, is that so many of the changes that are being pushed forward are ones that almost everybody agrees on, whether it's issues of immigration or government efficiency and DOGE or entitlement reform. But then it seems that when the pace is taken too quickly, it boomerangs back. And certainly entitlement reform is one that you really have to do over time. I mean, if you think about a company going from a defined benefit to defined contribution, people who had defined benefit have it. And as long as they're working, you can't change that. So you can only change it for new people coming in. So it is a generational change. And trying to do it all at once disrupts all of these systems, however imperfect, that have been built up to optimize for the current rules. So we all need entitlement reform. I think that we can get there, but it absolutely has to be done in a way so that budgets and lives are not completely destroyed. Otherwise, we won't get it at all. We'll get total pushback regardless of political party.
Michael, let's pivot to a couple of issues. Two historic family-owned companies, change of ownership. Things are changing. This one, for me, you probably knew about it. Came out of nowhere. I happen to know the families in both of these companies, and it was a shocker.
Yeah, it's. I think both of them are. I think they're shocking, but not surprising. They're shocking because these were companies that have been such. So synonymous with the local economy. So Canal Barge, close to 100 years old, Gallo Mechanical, founded in World War II, but privately held. And we're in a world today where in order for these companies to continue to compete, they need outside capital. And that's just the nature of things. And so you see Canal Barge being bought by a group out of Maryland called Redwood Holdings, that from what I can understand is a smart group with a lot of expertise in transportation. They have other companies like Marquette Transportation that they acquired last year. So the right acquirer, nothing like kind of the stereotypical PE, you know, buy, strip, and flip type of approach, real owners. And Gallo is partially selling out to a Dallas private equity firm that's going to put funds in it and allow it to expand into things like data centers and such. So it makes perfect sense, and I'm thrilled for Merritt Lane and Jim Gallo, two of the most dedicated and high-class individuals that we know. I mean, that might be a small group, but they're outstanding individuals with great companies. The challenge that this represents is that the nature of the companies inevitably, you know, will change, and it says that we have to start producing or keep producing the companies that are going to be the Canal Barges and the Gallo Mechanicals of the next 50 or 100 years. So it's really important to support innovation, to support entrepreneurship, to create conditions, whether you're talking about tax policy or political environment or quality of life, where people want to take the chance and start a company, because over time companies are going to get purchased. They are, you know, some of them will cease to exist for other reasons, and that's fine and natural and healthy. In fact, as long as you have other new companies that are coming along the line and growing. So I guess I'd sum it up by saying it's bittersweet because it represents change and presents challenges. Of continuing to bring new companies online, but I'm thrilled for these companies. Merritt Lane is going to remain as CEO. James Gallo is going to remain in charge of his company, and so I think we're going to see just more growth and success from the new version of these companies that we're going to benefit from locally.
Yeah, we wish them both congratulations and best of luck. They have been great corporate partners for a long, long time in this city, right? I mean, they're one of the groups that doesn't say no. I mean, they're always there trying to make a difference in our city.
Yeah, they give time and treasure. And I know that, both Merritt and David and their teams, we work with, you know, all the time, you know, Spencer and Augie and all of them, from the days of Katrina, they're the ones that when you walk into the room and you have to figure out how to get the city, the region, or the state out of a fix, they're going to be there with a sober analysis, put their shoulder, and they still are today. And so, all good wishes and congratulations to both of them.
Absolutely. Riverfront Park, Woldenburg, opens a new section. Tell us about it.
I'm incredibly excited about what's going on here. There is this plan underway to essentially connect from the end of Bywater down by the NSA, where we're now putting the new lab facility, all the way up through the new area where Governor Nichols' wharf has been torn down, so it's going to be a throughway with performance space, over onto Moonwalk, over up to the riverfront, then down in front of the Four Seasons, and eventually the vision is to connect up to Audubon Park, the Fly, and eventually to the Huey Peak. And when this is complete, we will have the longest continuous linear riverfront park in America. And it's as a quality of life element and as an economic catalyst, it's hard to measure how important it is. But I know just this Sunday morning, my wife and I, we live in Bywater now. We took our bikes out. We biked up to Spanish Plaza. Then we took the ferry over to Algiers, rode around in Algiers down to Gretna and back. And we're late as a community coming to the river. A lot of places got there 10, 20, 30 years ago. But now we're beginning to understand its importance as part of the fabric of the city, creating access, creating amenities. And Audubon, particularly under the new leadership of Mike Sawaya, has made this their top priority.
Absolutely. And it's very exciting. I mean, I enjoy that whole space, and most people do, and it offers the opportunity to have fairs, festivals, all kinds of gatherings up there that have been a huge success over the years. And the more space we have, the better off we're going to be.
And absolutely. So, yeah, so I love any of these. I mean, I got to say that I saw this for the first time when I was living in New York after 9/11. And there were spaces that were reclaimed and redeveloped, whether it's the High Line, which was an old rail line, or the west side of Manhattan, or the Brooklyn waterfront, or Governor's Island. They were reclaimed and turned into public amenities. And to watch the impact that they've had on New York City in very direct ways. I mean, you can see the development around these amenities, and those developments are driving new tax revenues. I'm always excited when we start doing the same thing here, because it's going to make the region a better place to live, and it's going to create more revenue to be reinvested for our municipalities.
News in the Gulf of America, big oil goes deeper. What's happening there?
This is a piece we wanted to talk about, because there's been so much focus on natural gas for good reason, and then on other forms of new energy, including nuclear. People can sometimes forget that the Gulf, which is really why we have our biggest players like Shell and Chevron and BP, is having a resurgence. They're going to expect 300,000 new barrels per day this year, another 250,000 in 2026. And what's interesting is that this has become happening not because of new discoveries necessarily, but because of better technology. That's allowing them to basically be profitable with existing discoveries. And there's some other things going on. One of my favorite local E&P companies, LLOG, L-O-G, at Chevron, they've got an asset that's in thousands of feet of water, where instead of building a totally new rig, they bought an old one from a company called Anadarko and just retrofitted it, which is not only less expensive, but it's better for the environment. So there's a lot of innovation that continues in the Gulf of Mexico. We're going to need oil and gas that comes from the Gulf for decades to come. And the more that they're there, and the more that they're pushing the break-even price down the better it's going to be for the entire region, because these big players and the regional ones are going to stay committed to the Gulf.
Yeah. Michael, one of the topics that you have here is about the Senate is considering a plan to modify the clean hydrogen production tax credit. How does that align with what happened in the Louisiana legislature this past session?
Well, it's all connected. Like they usually say, it's complicated. A lot of what was happening in the legislature this session was trying to allow companies to do carbon capture, allow them to run the pipelines to go into the wells to inject and store carbon. That's critical to the tens of billions of projects that are being announced around the state, like the Meta facility up in Richland, like the Hyundai facility in Ascension, because part of their deals is that they have to produce the data center services or the steel in a low-carbon way. It's what customers are demanding. And so carbon capture is really the only way that can happen economically. You've got to use either natural gas and carbon capture or nuclear. What's happening at the federal level is that there's discussion within the Big Beautiful Bill about what's going to happen to 45Q, which is the credit for carbon capture, and 45V, which is the credit for green hydrogen. It's critically important that 45Q remain, because that, combined with the ability to do carbon capture in Louisiana, allows these projects, and we've announced already, I think, $65 billion worth of them to go forward. And then 45V on the green is more about the future, but there are a number of projects that are looking at making hydrogen by splitting water that are going to rely on that one. So even though these credits came out of the IRA and they were Biden-era bills, there are folks across the political spectrum who want to keep them because they've made millions, hundreds of millions of investment, in some cases billions, based on these credits. So we're fighting this on a couple of fronts, Noel, at the state and at the federal level.
And then real quick, with the minute or so that we have left, rewilding the wetlands. Everyone's familiar with the Maurepas Swamp, because every time that you travel to Baton Rouge, you cross it right before you get to the Bonnie Cari Spillway. A $60 million grant to help, rebuild that swamp or reunite that swamp with the Mississippi River. Is that what the story is?
Yeah, you know, for 80 years, almost as long as Canal Barge has been around, the Maurepas Swamp, which is a swamp right you're crossing, kind of right around the La Place area, has been cut off from the river, and so it's been starved. So it's been slowly dying. And so what this grant, which is part of close to a $500 million project, is going to reconnect Maurepas Swamp to the Mississippi River, and that's going to allow the fresh water to flow in, and that'll replenish the vegetation that makes that ecosystem thrive. So I'm excited for this because, Mother Nature always wins, and so, it took us 80 years, I guess, to admit that she was right, but now that we've admitted it, let's just get on with it and give the swamp back the nutrients it needs to survive and provide for, not just the flora, but the fauna as well, the game, the fish, the birds.
Absolutely. We know you're busy. We really appreciate you taking time to join us today as you visit on some very important topics up in D.C. Stay cool, my friend, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Noel. Great to talk to you from D.C. I appreciate the time.
All right, that's Michael Heck, folks, President and CEO of GNO Inc. We are broadcasting live from Gonzales at the new Primary Care Plus at 1702 North Burnside Avenue. Come by, tell us hello, have lunch with us. There's a lot going on here. You get to meet the incredible staff, the incredible doctors, physicians that they have here as well. It's been a great morning thus far. So come out and say hello and spend a little time with us and have some lunch. We'll be right back. Stay
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With us. That's right, folks. It is really great to be here in Gonzales at 1702 North Burnside Avenue for the ribbon cutting celebration. They just cut the ribbon at Primary Care Plus here. And we are joined by Tim Riley, the mayor of the city of Gonzales. Mayor, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's damn good to meet you. It's a pleasure. You got to be excited about the opening of Primary Care Plus today.
Yes, very excited.
So tell us a little bit about Gonzales. Our listening audience would love to hear.
Here in Ascension Parish, we're leading in health care. Number two, Gonzales is a safe, friendly, family-oriented place to live and raise your family. Number three, your health is your wealth. And when I see a healthcare facility opening up, that's a good sign because our people is being treated. Our people is being looked after.
Mayor, Ascension Parish, both on the East Bank and the West Bank, looks like they have some incredible growth that will be taking place in the very near future, maybe a little bit more on the West Bank than the East Bank. But nonetheless, the two banks always come together at some point in time, right? And there's no more important issue than healthcare. It was interesting to hear that you guys have great healthcare outcomes in Ascension Parish. You're looking mighty damn healthy.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes.
So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you guys are facing in Gonzales?
Yes. Number one, the only thing that separates the west from the east side is that river.
Right.
But we got that bridge that brings us all across, so it brings us together. Number two, the health care is phenomenal because I know people realize we do live around a lot of chemical plants and so on and so on, and you always want to check your health to make sure, you know, everything is copacetic.
Well, you know, it's interesting because that observation doesn't align with what we hear every day on the news, right?
Correct.
Not at all. I mean, those dots don't connect, you know, and which was a very interesting observation. You know, that you're making, and I think people are probably very surprised by it.
Well, and you're right. I know you hear people say Cancer Alley, and you hear other people say, well, you know, I have friends that have been living in Geismar for 86 years, and he's doing great. So you're right. Statistically, it does not. Yeah.
So tell us about what this place, Primary Care Plus, opening and the commitment that they're making to your community means to you guys.
Well, obviously, this facility takes all types of insurances. So you have people that can, you know, come here that normally would not be able to be seen. So that's number one. Number two, quality care is important. Doc emphasized on it's not about the numbers, it's about quality.
Right.
So that's important. He's not trying to see 80 patients in one day.
Right.
And that's very important.
And I got to imagine your constituents are excited about this as well.
Yes, they are. They are.
Absolutely.
They really are.
Well, Mayor, thank you so much for joining us. We had a few minutes. I wanted to give you the opportunity to address your audience, and we really appreciate it and wish you best of luck with all of the development coming your way.
Yes, sir.
Exciting times here in Ascension Parish.
Yes, you're correct. Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it.
And best of luck to you.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back, folks, from Primary Care Plus here at 1702 North Burnside Avenue in Gonzales. We'll be visiting with Dr. Philip Ehlers when we return, so stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right, folks. Welcome back. We are at 1702 North Burnside Avenue in Gonzales for the ribbon-cutting celebration of the new Primary Care Plus here. And we are joined by the Associate Medical Officer for this facility, Dr. Philip Ehlers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
And I got to warn you, folks, the Normans are taking over. I just learned that Dr. Ehlers is married to a Norman. So we're, you know, by marriage, connected somehow, and then Dr. Sayas is also a Norman. Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize that the Normans actually migrated south of Baton Rouge.
Apparently.
But Dr. Ehlers, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on a successful grand opening. Tell us about the experience thus far.
Well, thank you. We just had our grand opening. It's our 12th clinic, and couldn't have done it without the team here. Dr. Sayas is our primary doctor here. The whole Primary Care Plus team pitched in and made it a wonderful affair.
Absolutely. And this is a great location, too, right? It's right in the heart of the city of Gonzales.
It is. It's, you know, we've got a lot of traffic, and the location is wonderful, as you say. It's right in the heart of the city.
So how long have you been with Primary Care Plus?
I started with Primary Care Plus in 2014, so 11 years now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I've been an associate medical director now for about three. I practice in Baton Rouge primarily. But I make the rounds to all the clinics as the associate director.
And y'all are up to 12 locations now, yeah. With some more, I understand, on the board.
We do. We have a few more in the works, and you know, we'll let you know when we need you then too.
So tell us about your history in medicine, about what you've done in medicine.
Well, you know, I went to LSU for undergrad. I went to St. George's University in the Caribbean for medical school. And I did some of my medical school in England, which is a totally different system. But I did my residency in Lake Charles. After that, I practiced locally for a few years before I found Primary Care Plus in 2014. And I've been here ever since.
Yeah. It's amazing, most of the locations that I've participated in the ribbon cutting, how long the physicians in all of these places have been with Primary Care Plus.
Yeah, well, you know, it speaks to our model, our quality model, how we get to know our patients, and, you know, I guess you could say we just stick around because, you know, we enjoy getting to know everybody, we enjoy what we do, we enjoy seeing people get healthier, and, you know, the longevity is there. We're not just a fly-by-night, and you're not going to see one doctor today and another doctor next time.
So you've done it the other way.
I have done it the other way.
You've done it the Primary Care Plus way.
Yes, sir.
Briefly tell us about the difference.
Well, a lot of primary care offices operate on a quantity model. It's how many patients can you see in a day, and that's fine. You know, you get in, you get out, you see the patients. We operate on a quality model, so we're going to have longer appointments, we're going to spend more time with you, we're going to talk to you, we're going to get to know you, and that helps us provide better care. We want to see you when you're sick, but we also want to see you when you're well, because we want to keep you that way. If we keep you well, we don't have to treat you as much when you're sick.
Because a lot of the health challenges that a patient may have, they don't come and go. They're still there, right?
And right.
A lot of times it's about suppressing some of what's going on and managing through that, because it's not going to go away.
Right. I mean, we live in South Louisiana, and the food is great.
Yeah.
Might not be great for you, but
appetites are good, too.
Appetites are good. So we've got a lot of high blood pressure. We've got cholesterol issues. We've got diabetes. And, you know, these are chronic conditions that can be managed. And if we manage them well, you're going to feel well. You're going to be well. And you're going to stay out of the hospital. If these conditions aren't managed well, bad things can happen. You know, for a while you may feel fine, but we need to find out, you know, do you have it? What do we need to do about it? Because there's things we can do that will suppress it, as you say, and keep you out of the hospital, keep you living longer.
And I have to imagine that the longer appointments that we talk about provides an opportunity to have a kind of an educational conversation with your patients,
sure,
right?
Sure.
To connect some dots for them, or maybe so that they see it in a different fashion, hear it in a different way.
Right. You know, if you have a very short appointment with your doctor and they say, here, take this medicine, you might say, okay, and you have no idea what it is, what it's going to do for you, why you need to take it, how you should take it. You know, we can sit there and say, I'm going to give you this medicine, this is why, this is how I need you to take it, and we're going to bring you back and make sure it's still working. But we can have the time to discuss that. We have the time to discuss other issues that you may not have thought of, or other issues that you didn't want to tell the nurse about and you bring it to my attention. You know, we have the time to do that, and we will sit there and have that conversation with you.
A lot of times, too, it requires a drawing of blood in order to measure the levels and this and that and everything else. You guys help navigate through all of those issues. And a lot of people fall off of their maintenance medication because all of the things that are required to support it are just too hard to pull it together.
Right. And, you know, we try to do that for you. You know, a lot of our clinics have on-site lab stations, so we can draw your blood there. If it's one of our clinics, few clinics that doesn't have that, we can get you set up for it. You know, if you need a screening colonoscopy, if you need a screening mammogram, you know, all these screening tests that are recommended by, you know, the powers that be, you know, to help keep you healthy, we're going to help arrange that for you. We're going to get you the referral. We're going to get you the appointment. We're going to hold your hand through it all and make sure you get it done so that we can keep you healthy. And, you know, you're not going to have to worry about trying to go out and find this and I forgot what he said and when I need to have it. And all. We're going to handle all of that.
And I got to imagine, I mean, I've heard this from other patients and I've been fortunate to be at a number of ribbon cuttings for you guys, and I've had opportunities to talk to patients. They're just, they don't see this as a big, like, interruption, disruption, inconvenience in their life. Many of them talk about how much they like to come.
Right, right. And we like to see them. You know, we may ask you to come every 3 months, more often if we need to, but usually not. But we're happy to see you. We're going to discuss whatever you need to discuss, and we're going to try to take care of you as best we can.
Absolutely. And obviously, and every facility that I've been to is beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, well-maintained, well-kept, light, airy, friendly. Y'all have an incredible support staff, too.
Well, we do. We have great designers that pull all these colors and fabrics together. But then our MAs, our nurses, our nurse care managers, our clinic managers, and our doctors are just phenomenal.
Yeah. It's I'm always amazed at how friendly the atmosphere is at every one of these locations. They all present a little differently.
Right.
But the work ethic and the happiness of the folks that are working here and the folks visiting here always seems to be pretty consistent.
We're all one big family. So whether you go to this clinic, whether you go to our clinic in Baton Rouge, Slidell, New Orleans, you're going to get the same feel. It might be a little bit different, but you're going to get about the same feel.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting with all the changes that go on in healthcare. I mean, because healthcare is incredibly dynamic. It's not static.
Right.
I mean, whether you're dealing with a Medicare population or otherwise, the rules change every year. I mean, you have commercial insurance, those rules are changing, formularies are changing. So that education component, I think, is one of the most important of everything, is that time spent, because people don't understand why the name of their medicine's different in many
right.
respects. It's not on the formulary of their insurance any longer.
Right, and insurances are famous for, you know, moving the goalposts, changing the rules, whatever. We keep track of all that. We've got a support staff, you know, headquarters in Metairie, they keep us apprised of all of that. We all go to continuing medical education every year. And it's just a given that things are going to change. But we try to keep abreast of that. You know, we're going to tell you if we have to change your medicine because your insurance no longer covers it, or if the name of your medicine changes because it's now a generic. We're going to let you know that, so it's not a surprise. You know, we give you a summary of your visit as you leave, so you know exactly what's happened, what your changes are, if any. But we do want to keep you abreast of any changes that affect you.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the opening of this facility. And, you know, I think this will do well. Looks like the mayor's excited. The Chamber of Commerce is excited. A lot of folks excited
we're
about the opportunity.
Very happy to have them here.
Of having a primary care facility like Primary Care Plus open here. So congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And best of luck to you. Kuzan.
Kuzan.
We'll be right back, folks. We're at the Primary Care Plus in Gonzales at 1702 North Burnside Avenue. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't forget, folks, the NBA draft is tonight. WWL will take you inside all the action with the Pelicans draft special. Join Steve Geller, Charlie Long, live from the New Orleans Pelicans headquarters for all the excitement as the draft unfolds and shares the moments of the Pel's 7th, 23rd, and 40th picks. If you love Pelicans basketball, don't miss the Pelicans draft special tomorrow night, 6 to 9 p.m. on WWL. And actually, it's tonight. WWL and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.